If you don't know where you're going, you might end up somewhere else. I believe Yogi Berra said that. Most people don't know who they are. They look at things around them, people on social media, and they say, oh, I want that, and I want that, and I want that, and I like this, and I like that, and this type of music I like. And they think that's who they are. What about how to live life? Who is that person that lives that life? What is that life? Is that life a bunch of stuff, a bunch of external things that you want that you haven't even had? You think when you get them, it'll be who you are and what you want. But then why so often do people get the things they go after and it's very anticlimactic and they're just like, oh, now what? Or this isn't making me happy. I struggled for years. I got the raise. I became partner in the firm. I'm making double what I was making. I have a big house and cars and all this stuff. Why am I not content? Why am I not happy? Socrates said, know thyself. He also said, an unexamined life is not worth living. If you don't know who you are, how do you know who you are? I mean, seriously, if you don't know who you are, how do you know who you are? And if you don't know who you are, what life is the right life for you? Most people just default to doing their average, doing the thing that they've been doing for a long time or that people around them do or their parents did. And then they do that forever. And maybe they have a midlife crisis. Maybe they wake up and are like, I don't actually want this. But it's amazing that for literal years, people will go on with the same routines. Maybe deep down, they feel something's not right. But what they do generally, we all do this, is those subtle inner feelings, that existentialness, if you're like, I don't know who I am or what I want or whatever, like that you kind of push down, or what if I die, and you push that away, you don't want to think about death. We just look at other things. We connect that to doing other things, desires, money, status, whatever, and then we go after those things trying to solve that inner question, but we haven't fully pulled out that inner question. We don't fully know who we are and what we want. We think we know what we want, and we think we have an idea of who we are because we list off like a bunch of things we like, preferences, things we like or don't like. That's who we are. It's bollocks, nonsense. In a modern world, humans aren't tested. We don't do hard things very often. We're not thrown into battles or in life-threatening situations where we might have to sacrifice ourselves or somebody to love. We don't actually get tested. And so modern humans are soft, and they also don't know themselves. And we also have the meaning crisis, which is like pretty much the biggest thing. It's a mental health and it's a physical health. Like physical health, people are fat and overweight and sick. Mentally, it's a meaning crisis. Who am I? What am I supposed to do? There's no meaning. Life is pointless. I have all these comforts. I have no struggle. The most important thing that you can do is to know yourself, to become hyper self-aware. Now, let's look at this definition. Self-awareness is conscious knowledge and understanding that one's own character, emotions, motives, and desires. It involves recognizing and reflecting on one's thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and how they affect oneself and others. It's an essential component of emotional intelligence as it enables individuals to manage their emotions, empathize, and make better decisions in various aspects of life. And I would even say it's integral to just living well. Everything, every problem in your life is connected to self-awareness and whether you know yourself or not. Because again, if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? And where you do end up, you might not like it. Now, here's a few rapid-fire tips. These are kind of very generic suggestions, but it's like this thing is hard. I mean, this can take years. Go deep. Question everything, yourself. Try therapy. Try talking to other people. A lot of times we don't even talk about our feelings or our struggles or whatever, or we just complain or we dramatize or we talk about other people, we gossip. But when do we go deep with ourselves or somebody else helping us, a third party? When do we go deep into our past, our traumas? The reasons why we do things, who we are, what we truly want. You could try journaling, mindfulness, meditation, obviously, feedback from others, reflection and introspection. That might be just like taking long walks alone every day. That might spending lots of time in solitude with nothing external to distract you, to think about your life and what you want, to ask yourself hard questions, to peel back the layers of the onion. You could surround yourself with other people, especially those that are going to challenge you. Traveling and exploring different cultures, though a lot of times it's just a form of escapism from what I've seen. Understand evolutionary psychology. All these confirmation biases and cognitive biases that we succumb to that keep us blind to the question of who we are and what do we want. Because there's all these external forces and internal forces, actual biological forces that design you to maybe not go very deep because you're designed to think like the tribe because the group, the tribe, is the most important thing for our ancestors, which is why you have an evolutionary proclivity to groupthink, confirmation bias, hindsight bias, likability bias, all these different things. And you tend to want to think like the people around you. You tend to not want to challenge that. And that also translates over to yourself, where You don't maybe want to question the hard things because your ego wants to stay protected. It doesn't want you to challenge it. The single most important thing you can do, another first principle of reality, is to know who you are and what you want. Until you do that, you might end up somewhere else. You might end up being someone else that you're not truly happy with being. And we see this all the time. And this is all very connected to the meaning crisis and all the existential angst that our society has, that modern humans have, that Americans have, because we have so much abundance, so much comfort, so much on-demand pushing, so much narcissism. We don't ever spend the time to figure out what really matters. Who are we? What do we want? What are we going after? What are we working towards? That's just sad, but it's actually a really big problem. And we're not going to solve society, but we can solve ourselves. And then the more individuals do it, the more we can maybe help others or at least show an example of what others could do.